Hit record. Okay. Perek Yudches. Ksiv ma yafiz ma'ana amis ahava betanugim. How beautiful and how sweet is the love of these pleasures. Now, Zedir Motala quotes these levels of ahava very often in Peliyot. As we will soon see. And they seem to be very, very distantly relatable to us. Hine beiz mine ahavos hein. There are two types of loves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'alef harishain. The first one is ahava b'tanugim. This is this love that Shlomo HaMelech is talking about, this love of delight. Dehainu, that is to say, Shem is aneg al Hashem, that the person takes pleasure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oynig nifle. He just has the highest, deepest, most gratifying pleasure, b'simcha rabba v'atzuma, with an incredible, intense joy, simchas hanefesh, a joy of the soul, v'kaloisa, literally the expiration, b'ta'ama, in its tasting that kitoiv Hashem, of how goodness, as David HaMelech says, of how good it is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'noim ni'imas arevus, and the sweetness is so incredibly strong, ad lahafli, to a wondrous level, me'enoy l'mahaba mamish, it is literally similar to the pleasure of being in the world to come. That's how intense the person's enjoyment is of his serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's mamash already of Yenevelt. Elsewhere, he quotes the Chazal that says, "Elamcha tira b'chayecha." The one Tana wished another. You should see your world b'chayecha while you're still on this world. Meaning, your Yiddishkeit should be so geschmack that it should be like you're an oylem hazeh, like you're already an oylem haba in oylem hazeh. Okay. This is what David HaMelech means when he writes that the tzaddikim exalt, they rejoice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way tzaddikim enjoy being Avdi Hashem. But let's be honest, this doesn't apply to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, nor to every Moshe, Yankel, and Beryl. This is what the Zohar is referring to when he refers to the Kehanim who have a natural engulfed swelling of their own awakening of the heart. That's what the Zohar refers to when he refers to it specifically about the Kehanim. Okay? So the Kehanim have this Re'usa Deliba, that is. And here, he's borrowing the term, applying it to all tzaddikim. It doesn't dafka refer to kahanim, but the kahanim are the mashal for it. And by the way, the Rebbeinu Shlalem says before Kabbalah Sotir in this week's parasha, that we are supposed to be a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kodesh. He's talking to all of us, not just to the kohanim, right? So there is a level of kohuna that's shayach to every one of us.
When we're talking about kohanim shtaitim pusik, avoidas matana,
there's a form of avoida that is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's an isrusa d'li'ela. It's not something any person can acquire. You can't buy it at Kmart. It has to come from the Rebbeinu Shlalem. And v'azara karev yumas. Now, what he's adding here with this is very, very puzzling. What's he saying? V'azara karev yumas. That what? We know that it says about the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, that if a non-kohen goes and does the avoda, that they're punishable by death. But here he's talking about ahava b'tanugim. He's talking about a level of intensity of pleasure. So what, a czar who does it is going to die? What's he referring to? Now, what I think perhaps he's alluding to is the issue that we see in many Sifri Kodesh about people who jump madregis that they're not holding by, And the ultimate result is going to be a miserable fall because it's not sustainable. And I think he's talking about a Zohar HaKarev, that somebody who isn't gifted it, but wants to attain it, he watches Erlichi. Now once had a young man, an Erlichi young man. Anyway, I want to be a Baruch HaKadosh. How do I become a Baruch HaKadosh? And I said to him, one thing for sure is that by wanting to be a Baruch HaKadosh, you'll never be a Baruch HaKadosh. That's one thing for sure. Those kind of that I can guarantee you, because it's a gift from above. And Dafka, if that's your destination, skip Nishazai. So Azara Karev, somebody who's a Zara, somebody who's not shaykh to this parasha, since it's a gift from above, the ultimate reality is going to be Yumas. He's not going to make it. Because it's impossible to acquire it even through the greatest toil, as he discussed this terminology, the Yigiyas Basa, Yigiyas Nefesh, earlier in Tanya, vis-a-vis Yiras Hashem, that is attainable by a person striving and yearning and working himself. He spoke there about, remember, he talked about a piece of wood that doesn't burn. It's a mevachim be, you beat it. There's a way to acquire it. Sheshayalin aleha, you got to be Yira. It's about that Yira that we will be asked ultimately, did you toil to acquire Yira? Woe to the person who did not toil to acquire Yira. What is this? What's this acronym? Mm-hmm. That's correct. Thank you. That's a chiyuv. We have an acquire, and there's psukim that he brings there to prove that a person has an obligation to pursue yira. And for that reason, if you go looking for it, like you look for gold and silver, if we'd put in as much time looking for yiras Hashem as we do for money, then we would certainly find that this comes to teach us that Yiras Hashem requires tremendous toil, like somebody who's looking for treasures. And when you look for treasures, you don't stop and go looking in your backyard. You go looking for it in places where you know you can find it. So too, the same applies to Yiras Hashem. But this incredible level, notice he changed the term. Ahavarabo, that's in contrast to Ahavas Oilam. So this Ahavarabo, which is called Ahavabitanugim, Neifeles Lodam Me Aleha Milamaila. And that's why our minig is Shabbos morning. We say Ahavarabo, because Shabbos is a gift from above. So, Ahava Rabba, which is Ahava Bitanugim Nefeles Lada Me'aleh, that comes upon a person on its own, Milamayla, from above, Beli Shiyachin, without preparation, V'yichavin Law, and without the person having any intent to acquire it. Achvirak. However, it will only happen after a person put in all the work to acquire the higher form of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person put in whatever work they can to be able to acquire whatever is acquirable according to their level of the neshama. Then they are gifted this Ahava B'Tanugim from above, to dwell together as a partner with the awe, with the fear. He's referring to these two forms of Ahava and Yira as Ish V'Isha. And the derech of the ish, which is the ahava, is to look for somebody who's already acquired the isha yiras Hashem, he tishalal. So this ish comes as a gift as that person. That's ahava b'tanugim. It's a gift from above. You can't buy it anywhere. You can't acquire it. It's for tzaddikim. A different club. But v'hashen is, the second one is ahava b'taiva. The second is a form of love which is a form of taiva, form of desire. Sha'ad nefesh mis'ave, that the soul desires ve'oyheves, and it loves ve'chafetza, and it does, and again it yearns l'dov k'ba Hashem, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzor b'tzor ha'chaim, because he wants to be connected with the source of life. And the person understands intellectually v'kirvas elikim toiv lah ma'oid, that to be close to God is exceedingly good for me. It's a good thing. Logically, it's a good thing. Ubay sachbay, so that's what I want. And conversely, v'ra lo mi'oid, it is terrible for it. It is very evil. Lihisrachek mimenu yisbaruch, to become distant from the source of life. Of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. That what? Lihis mechitza shel barzel, that there should, God forbid, be a barrier of iron, me'achitzoinim, made up of the dark side, mafsekes, that would create a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. That's a logical pursuit of what? Of wanting to be connected to the life source. V'yahavizu hi misuteres b'lev klai. So this all goes back to the first sefer of Tanya, that this natural love to want to be connected to the source of life, that love is concealed in the heart of all of Klal Yisrael, afilu birishoyim, even in the most wicked of Jews. Umimenebolem acharota, and that's why Chazal tell us rishoyim meleim charota, that the evil are full of regret after they do an avera. If that's the case, why do they continue to do them? Since the love is confused and hidden within its own exile in the human body, it's subject to distortion. The klipa is able to master it. Unbelievable, Zachi's saying here. He's not saying here that there's a second force that comes into the person. He's saying here that this Ahava Misuteres becomes the force that drives the person to Chet. Because it is subject to logic, and that which is subject to logic is subject to illogic. And therefore, it's considered a ruach shtus. The logical person pursues the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The illogical person uses the very same powerhouse to, Rachmana Litzlan, serve the dark side. Having said that, and since it is relevant to every Jew, therefore it is incumbent upon every one of us who wants to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lehis chazek ulehis gaber ala klipa. We have to constantly fight and constantly win over the klipa, mabakol mikol koil, in every aspect and area of life. Dehainu, that is to say, mitchila, first and foremost, ligarsha me'aguf legamre. We got to get rid of the forces from our being. How? Working with the levushim. First of all, me'machshava. Dibur umaisa. Let's do the easy things first. Let's get rid of evil first on the easy levels of having any evil thoughts, having any evil speech, or having any evil action. That's the easy part. Shebemayach, viloshon, viramach evarim. That means first in our thoughts and in our tongues and our mouths and in the other 248 limbs. That's easy. And then after we accomplish that, then we can begin with strength, with power, with determination, that is to say, lias chazek v'amitz libay bigvurais, to put forth tremendous force, lias ahava mesuteres niglis, that we can reveal. Once we get the agenda of the dark side out of the way, then the love can pour through the cracks. Begilu rav b'chol koiches chelke ha'nefesh ha'beguf. Then this internal love can come pouring out in every aspect of machshava, dibur, maisa in kedusha, right? Tainu Iker, that means the main thing, B'seichel, B'machshava Shebamayach. This is Chabad, after all. It's first and foremost going to be present in thought and in our intellect. Sha'aseichel Yechashev Yizbein and Tomid, that the mind will consistently be occupied and constantly be contemplating Kifi Sichle Vaskalosai, according to the person's intellectual levels, B'boire Yizbarach, up to the top of Kuf Chav Zayin, that our thoughts will be about God and godly things. How it is that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the source of life, and not only is he the source of all life, but he specifically is the source of my neshama, of my being. Okay, therefore it's only logical that the person will thirst and have a tremendous lust to want to connect him, to be close to him. I'm not talking about something out there. I'm talking about a natural love. Like a child, who, a little child who constantly wants to be at his father's side. Or if you want to use the mashal of a fire that is constantly jumping up to its source, as we discussed earlier in Tanya. Commensurate with the amount of space and time that the person occupies himself thinking with his mind, to that degree, kosef, that to that degree will he earn. And then, kocha yizgaba v'yispashet kosef zeh gam b'fiv, it will go from the mind to the mouth, unlike the Sefer HaChinuch that says that the actions impact the internal. He's working the other way, that the mind will impact the mouth, and the other limbs, lasik b'torah mitzvahs, that the person will constantly be involved in torah mitzvahs, l'davka b'hem, to cleave to them, b'Hashem, mamish, because he's involved with Torah, he's going to be oisik in torah mitzvahs, he is literally involved and enwrapped and completely engulfed in Hashem. How is that? Because the araisa v'kud shabricha kulachat, because the only way for a Jew to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Esek HaTorah Mitzvahs. By toiling in Torah Mitzvahs, that's the only way, the exclusive way for a Jew to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through his Torah Mitzvahs. It is about this yearning that comes out in this abundant revelation, Ksiv, about that, David HaMelech says, Tzamanavshi LaHashem, my soul thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'odem hatzomei l'mayim, like a person who thirsts for water, ve'ein loy, but he doesn't have any. Ve'ein loy tanig adayin klal. That's what a Jew is going to experience in this second form of ahava. This nefesh hamisavis is that the person is always going to be hungry. The person who has Ahava Rabba, Ahava B'Tanugim, that person's going to be walking around satisfied because he's constantly delighting in the mitzvahs of Hashem. This person who is going to envelop his mind and completely be involved all the time in Torah and mitzvahs because he yearns to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person is never going to be satisfied. He's always going to be yearning to get closer and closer. Look what he says it inside. Ka'odam hatzomei l'mayim, like a person who thirsts for water, ve'en le'tanig adayin klal, and he feels as if he's never had a moment of pleasure or quenching his thirst. V'gam al-kosef zeh v'havazu ha-mesuteres banu. And in addition, so that's one big chiddik between these two loves is the level of satisfaction. The satisfaction of ahava rabba is that the person feels like they're engulfed and constantly connected, and they're living it up in their connection. The person who works on it intellectually to attain it, that person is going to feel like they're always standing at a distance, and they're yearning for it. The second chilek is, v'gam al kosef zeh v'ahava zu ha-mesuteres banu, another thing about this love that's concealed within us, is anu matirim la'Hashem li'es ba'azreinu, we plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, loitzia mimazge, to take it out of its confinement, ushiya halev mole mimeno levada, that our hearts should be completely and totally and exclusively involved with that type of love and that type of yearning. We have to plead and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. V'leitikonas tzarasa bebesa, and not to let her tzara, as the language is used in Yevamis, the Yevama, the second wife, that the trepidation, the fear, the terror of allowing the machshava dibra maisa of the sitra achar in, is we plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let her into this house. Shitai v'sayd mazeh, referring to the appetite of this world. Rakshatiya hi akeres habayis, rather that she, meaning the yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be the wife of the home. Lim shoyl bitzorosa, to be completely dominant over the tzor, uligar shachutza, and to throw her out on her head, mimachshava dibra maisak upon him, at least from the levels of thought, speech, and deed. Meaning, internally, the klipa will always be there. That's the chilik between the beinoni and the tzaddik. Hagam shli yuchal deshalchal legamer meliba, even though the person knows that at any moment it can raise its ugly head. But al kaponim tiyahim esuteres mipchines galus, at least the taivas of Eidam Hazeh should be concealed in a form of galus. They should feel like the foreigners. Ve'avdus le'akeres habayis, she should be subservient, the sitra'acha should be subservient to the main wife, givirta, her master. That she should utilize her and her forces for those things that are essential, like eating and drinking, in all of your ways shall you know me. See, here he's making a phenomenal nafkamina, and most people are not aimed on the nafkamina he's making here. We assume, and this is a din Shulchan Aruch, Paskin straight out of the Rambam, that this concept of b'chol derechecha de'eyu, that a person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all their ways, is the level of tzaddikim. Comes the Baal Tanya here and says no. For the tzaddik, when the tzaddik eats, the tzaddik drinks, whatever the tzaddik does, the tzaddik is not using the world. The tzaddik is at that time being makriv karbonis. When we're talking about b'chol derechecha de'eyu here, he's saying here, no, we're recognizing there is another force. I'm going to use that force in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It becomes a preparation for the avodah that's going to take place later on. So I eat, so I should have koyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a second step away. That is using the forces, the interests of the body, and I'm going to use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's alive and well. It wants, it likes things. It has its likes and its dislikes. It has its desires, all those things. I'm going to figure out how I can use it as a stepping stool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'enken yachil en shtiyav tzadikim is on a level where it's not a stage of preparation. It is avodah unto itself. The Chasam Sofer writes, unbelievable thing. Chasam Sofer writes that he says a person should not talk. Al yisicha de besuda, a person should not talk during a meal. Shemi yaktim kon adaveshit, lest the windpipe come before the food pipe, right? And that's why on Pesach we lean to the left so that the food goes into the right pipe. Says the Chasam Sofer that what Chazal are trying to tell us is that by elchayin, by tzadikim, their food pipe is as kadosh as is their windpipe. Their eating is on the same level as their learning and their davening. And if a person talks in Divrei Torah by a suda, someone might think that the reason they're doing that is because Divrei Torah are greater than eating. And it's not true. For tzaddikim, Chasam Sofer says, for tzaddikim, their eating is at the same level as Divrei Torah. There's no difference between them. So don't talk Divrei Torah by a suda, because what that shows is that you're giving a greater chshivas to learning Torah over eating, and it's not true. That's not how it is by Elohim. So, you know, obviously we got a long way to go. But he's presenting here these two forms of Ahava for us to understand that one of them is a gift from above, and for that matter, it really has no business being on our radar. Either you get it or you don't. But the second is to get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam so that we'll want to be near him. And that's really the whole striving of this Derech HaChabad, is the intellectual pursuit of godliness, to understand what it is that you want to love. If you don't know anything about it, you can't love it. And therefore, to create the desire, to create that yearning, that requires the knowledge. And from the knowledge will already flow the desire to have Kirvas Alikim Litayv.